You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it.
This is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. We are live at the Charlotte Business Owner Networking Event. You can check us out wherever you get your podcasts. Check us out on YouTube. And this episode, this interview is brought to you by Podcast Titans. They help you plan, produce, and publish your podcast. Visit PodcastTitans.com for more. And right now, I have the pleasure of being joined by Miss Tish. Miss Tish, what are you doing here?
I am advertising and marketing my company, Tish Top Shape, LLC. It's more so an affordable luxury countertop and design company. So real estate agents, anyone who wants to have stone countertops at an affordable price.
You don't often hear the words affordable and luxury in the same. How are you able to do that?
Because if you know anything about resin or if you know anything about epoxy, you can pretty much do anything with it. So if you have stone in your house and it's broken or it's damaged, I can overlay on top of that. If you have wood, if you have anything that's pre-existing, I can make it look like you want me to look. Very unique, your own colors. So.
Okay. Are you doing this work yourself?
I am.
Really? How did you get into this?
COVID.
Really? Started out doing your own stuff and then...
So I got bored during COVID. I like to be out the house. So I went to Michael's, kind of looked to see what they had going on. I saw the tumblers and wanted to see like what bigger item or bigger service I could do at a repeatable, bigger price point. And so I went to look to see if you can do it on countertops. And I found a couple videos, took a couple classes, got a couple certifications.
What kind of certification do you need for that?
You don't need one, but you want to get certified in it so you know what you're talking about, you know what you need to do. So it's not necessarily for countertops, but garage flooring. So if you're doing countertops, if you're doing arts and crafts, if you're doing flooring, there's different types of epoxy. So you need to be mindful on the curing, anything else that needs to be incorporated or you need to think about.
So how long have you been in business?
About 3 years.
3 years? Okay. How's it been going?
I've just started doing what I need to do. So a lot of times when you have a business, you try to make sure everything is perfect. And so that's what I've been trying to do and overthinking. But in doing that, I was taken away from opportunity. So I'm just now putting myself out there a little more. But in that time, I've had a chance to build my portfolio up. So kind of worked.
So you said you've been doing a lot of planning, but not a lot of executing over the last. So how are you executing now? How are you executing now?
Going to vending events, going to home shows, kind of put myself out there, kind of providing an overview of what I do, also showing my portfolio, talking a little bit more about it. Social media, just, you know.
You got a website?
I do.
Okay. You did it yourself?
I've had help, but it probably needs some help.
Are you proud of it?
I am. It puts the information out there.
It puts information out there. Now, are people visiting the website? Are they bringing leads?
I don't think it's bringing leads because people like to go online. People like to look at social media. So I think that kind of interests people more because they can see the work. It's there. You don't have to pull for the information. It's kind of being pushed to you. So I'm using that maybe as a secondary marketing tactic, but I use what's kind of relevant. And so that's just my backup.
Your website is your backup? That should be number one.
It should be number one, but depending on who I'm talking to, I know that social media is going to be their number one.
Okay. So you mentioned realtors in the beginning. Who are you actually selling to? Because you got the homeowners, you got, you know, investors who might buy. Of course, you got realtors. Who do you think is going to be your biggest?
I think anyone who's in real estate. So whether you are owning a home or you are flipping a home, you know, that's my number one goal. Not necessarily for that, but people who also do real estate, they come across certain people and knowing their needs. So you may not need a new countertop, you may not need a garage floor, but you may want a piece of furniture in your house that's different from the rest. So I kind of utilize that, and the more I'm telling people and sharing what epoxy is and what it can do, people are a little more interested because they didn't know that. You know what you see, but you don't know what you don't know.
What's the most common question you get around, you know, what you do?
Do I do it myself? I've seen videos, how do you do that? And I don't mind sharing it with people, because just because I can do it doesn't mean you can do it or that you are interested in doing all of it. I like it.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
I do. Oh, no, I don't have a YouTube, not yet.
So how are you educating potential customers?
A lot of times I utilize my social media platforms. So I'll use like short reels. If I come across someone who's interested, you know, if you were a potential client or I'm networking with you, I'm sharing some of that information. I know that I do need to create YouTube out there, so that'll be my next step. But right now, kind of putting myself out there and allowing people to learn a little more.
So if someone calls you to redo their countertops in their kitchen, what's the average size?
I mean, I think for some homes, I've seen maybe 40 to 50 square feet. That's a normal, single person home.
Okay. How long would something like that take you?
So I would say 2 days. It's not 2 full days, but you need 1 day for the prep. You need 1 day for the design or your crafting layer. And then you need a next day or maybe 24 hours to do a finishing coat. That's your clear coat. So 2 days, depending.
So, okay, I'm glad you said this. What is the process? So from the time you speak to someone and they reach out to you saying, hey, I'd like you to come check this out. Tell me about that process. From the time they call you to the time you finish that project, what's going on in between there?
So I'll go over there free of charge. I go over and see what you're looking at, right? What your interests are, what I am looking at, you know, is going to let me know the prep work I'm going to need to consider. I also want to consider what you plan on doing with your kitchen in the future, because if you're going to change your floors, if you're going to change your cabinets, then you want to tie that into your color scheme, right? So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about some price points. We'll talk about what you're looking for, right? So a lot of times I'll ask people, do you have a design in mind? Because if you say marble, I may think marble and the design is completely different, right? So I call them inspirational images. So if they have that, that's helpful. If they don't, I'll go look and kind of give that information to them. So at that point in time, I'm drafting up my square footage because I'm taking measurements while I'm there. I'm also taking pictures. I draft up my square footage. I provide you with an estimate. From that point, it's up to you to provide a deposit. So we can work on the deposit, but that deposit also allows me to get some of the supplies that I need to. It also is going to allow me to move to the next process. So the next process is to understand our price points and the price breakdown. Because in addition to me buying the supplies, I also need to come up with some items or some pictures or some renderings of what you want. Because colors can be different. I just want to make sure and we sign off on that.
How do you deliver those renderings? Like, what kind of technology are you using?
My phone. I utilize, is it Wise? Waze? So Waze allows you to do estimates. It also allows you to attach attachments. But a lot of times I'll just utilize what I have, right?
So why should someone come to you for their countertops and not your competitors?
Because I'm going to work with you. I'll even show you how to do it. You can be part of the process. If you want to get a discount off, you'll get a discount. It's not going to be much. But I'll work with you because I'm not going to gatekeep. You know, you may want to know. You may want to do it later. Uh-huh.
So what kind of work do you still work? A full-time job?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work do you do? We could go on. I could go on, trust me. Why don't you tell everybody how they can find you and how they can get you into their house to look at their countertops and hopefully design something new for them.
Sure. So I have all my handles at Tish Topped. That's TOPPED, shaped with an ED. Or you can contact me at www.tishtopshape.com. All my information is on all my social medias. Or I can drop my number as well.
You gonna give me your number?
I mean, yeah, since you're asking for it. So if you want to contact me directly, my cell phone number for my business.
You don't have to leave your cell phone number. Okay. I mean, if you want to.
I'm a plug, yeah. 980-214-0994. Calls and texts, by the works.
Anything else? Any final thoughts?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining.